In what was undoubtedly one of the happiest and most exhilarating moments of Yaakov's life, he finds out the incredible news that Yosef, his beloved son, is still alive. After 22 years of mourning for Yosef, the brothers come back to Eretz Canaan, and we read in Perek Mem Hei, Psukim Chavav, through Chav Zayin, V'yagiru lo lemor, and they tell Yaakov the following, Od Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive. And not only that, Chihu Moshel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, he is the ruler of the entire land of Egypt. However, despite this incredible, mind-bogglingly good news, the Torah tells us of Yaakov's shocking reaction. Yofeg libo ki lo he'emin lahem. He had a turn of heart. He didn't believe them. So the brothers continue. V'dabar elav es kol divrei Yosef es asher diber alehem. They repeat as verbatim as they could everything that Yosef had told them to tell their father, how it all had been orchestrated by Hashem. He was sent down to Egypt so that he would be able to provide for the family. And then not only did they tell that to him, Vayar es ha'agalot. And then Yaakov sees the wagons, which the brothers had brought with them, that Yosef had sent them in the return from Egypt, Asher shelach Yosef laseit oto, that Yosef had sent to transport them. And only then, Vatachi ruach Yaakov avihem. Finally, Yaakov his spirit is revived. He believes them. And of course, we can only imagine the joy which is contained in Yaakov's heart at that moment. The clear implication of the psukim is that the aha moment for Yaakov was when he saw the wagons. And of course, on the level of pshat, this is very, very hard to understand. And therefore, we're aware of the famous chazal that Rashi quotes, that in fact, siman masar lehem b'mashaya osek k'shapirei shmimenu b'parshat egla arufa. That using a play on words from the word agalot, of wagon, can be revowelized to sound like egla, like a calf. And this is a reference, says Rashi, to the famous ritual and mitzvah of egla arufa, the halacha that if an anonymous victim of a murder is found somewhere in between two towns, we don't know who it is, we don't know the circumstances of his death, we measure to the closest town to the dead body, and the leaders of that town, the greatest rabbis, the elders of that community, go out to a valley, and they perform a whole ritual in which they declare the fact that they are not guilty for the actual murder, but accept a certain level of responsibility. The details of the tekes of the ceremony, and it is certainly a complicated one to understand, are not for now. But says Rashi, that's the last thing that Yaakov and Yosef are learning together before Yosef was sent to look for his brothers. And we all know how it went from there 22 years later. Only now there's the beginning of a reunion. So says Rashi, Yosef was sending a message to Yaakov. You see, I see in these wagons, agalot, it's my proof that it's really me. It's a proof of life that it's really me, because that play on words, agalot and egla arufa. That is the Rashi, that is the incredible chazal explaining Yaakov's change of heart, why he's finally convinced when he sees the agalot. Rav Nissen Alpert, in his beautiful Sefer Limudei Nisan, says, I don't understand. Why did we need to wait until this proof with the wagons? Why wouldn't Yaakov have believed the brothers right away? Why would they have lied about something like this? That makes no sense. Plus, there's so many other aspects in the story which are circumstantial, but still actually point to it being Yosef. After all, he knew their names, he knew the age order of the brothers, he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, he was circumcised. Of course it was Yosef. As incredible as that is, what possible reason would the Agalot have to tip the scales all of a sudden now, Yaakov believes? So Rav Nissen Alpert explains that this goes to the essence of the Egla Arufa ceremony. This ceremony with the elders saying, Yadeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, the elders, the rabbis of the city coming out and saying, we did not murder this person. Did anyone really think that they did? And the answer, says Rav Alpert, is of course not. But the essence, the heart of this ceremony and this mitzvah is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, the idea of collective responsibility that every Jew must have for each other, especially the leaders, but really it includes every Jewish person. And therefore, every Jew, no matter their position, but especially the leaders, bear some level of responsibility. They may not have, so to speak, pulled the trigger. But if one person is guilty, and if there was one horrible crime in the Jewish people in Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, then everyone is somewhat guilty, and especially the leaders of the closest town. This message, dramatically expressed through the ceremony and mitzvah of Egla Arufa, says Rav Alpert, this was the essence of Yosef's life. Everything he did was about feeling his feeling of achrayus, of responsibility for the family. When he told his father about how the brothers were disrespecting the children of the main servants, he did so even though he knew he'd be resented, because he felt that that was what he needed to do for their benefit. When Yaakov sent him to check on the brothers, even though he knew how they felt about him, he did it anyway, because he felt he had an achrayus. And therefore, says Rav Nissen Alpert, now we can understand what's happening. When the brothers here come and tell Yaakov after 22 years, Yosef is still alive, and in fact, the ruler of Egypt, Yaakov is completely shocked. Understandably so. If he's alive, how come he never visited? How come he never came to tell me that he was still alive? And even if somehow I can believe that he is alive, is it possible he's the same Yosef? Could he have lived in the filth and the impurity of Egypt and still be the same Yosef? Did he forget the lesson of Achrayus that I taught him, that he was raised with? Why had he not done something sooner to help us? Even if he's alive, he's not the son I knew and loved. But when they tell Yaakov that Yosef said that he knows this is all orchestrated by Hashem, and it was all for the purpose of helping the family, and then when he sees the wagons, then he knew that Yosef was not just alive physically, but spiritually. He understood that divine providence had caused this exact sequence of events, and that Yosef was truly not only alive, but still the same Yosef HaTzadik. He had never forgotten the lessons of Egla Arufa. He had never forgotten the lessons of personal achrayus, of responsibility for the family, responsibility for his fellow Jew. That is the lesson of Egla Arufa. That was the heart of Yosef. And now Yaakov knows he's not just alive, but he's the same Yosef.